Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. Tonight is the edition of Y for C, U for Christ, with our host, IC the Great. IC, how are you doing?
I'm good, and you?
I am doing great. I am excited about tonight. I'm excited about the show. You know, we got Sister Kenya in the house. We got DJ Shaheen in the house, so it's all good. It's all good.
It's excellent. It's going to be a mighty move of the Spirit. I'm thanking God for everything. It's going to be dynamic and powerful, and God is going to have his way.
Like he always does. And I want to let everybody out there know that IC the Great, a.k.a. Isaiah Cummings, is now, what's your new title, sir?
My new title is the pastor assistant. I am the assistant of the pastor.
Okay. And as well as the youth host, and I wanted to congratulate you on your promotion and keep up the good work in the kingdom because it is needed. All right?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I also want to let people out there know that DJ Shaheen has a new title. He is the resident hip-hop DJ for the Journey Home Outreach Ministry. And we're going to give it up and say, way to go, DJ Shaheen, for your promotion as well. It's all about elevation. Amen. All about elevation. Elevating yourself, and God would do the rest. Just put yourself in position for him to elevate you. Stay humble, stay true to what you believe, and if you have a dream, do it.
Yes, indeed, indeed. If you have, if anybody, if the young youth, if you have a dream out there, fulfill it. Don't be intimidated by nobody. Don't let nobody tell you what you can't do. Remember, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, but when that scripture is said that you can do all things through Christ, it means that you can do the assignment that God put inside of you.
Amen. Amen. Because there's a reason for us all to be here by chance. He knew each of us in our mother's womb, and he set you aside for such time as this to encourage people.
Yes.
Uplift.
Yes, that's why you know we have to encourage ourselves in the Lord, because God already, no matter the despair, no matter the turmoil, you the heartache you're going through, no matter the shame, no matter if you have money or you don't have enough money or you don't have money at all, God put encouragement inside of you. So you have to dig down deep in yourself and say, today I am encouraged. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Thou rod, thy staff, you comfort me.
Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of thine enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely.
Let's talk about the cup. Let's talk about the cup. He said, your cup shall run. He said, your cup shall runneth over, right? So when David was saying that, when God was using David to say, your cup shall, my cup runneth over, meaning that no matter, even if the devil is trying to do what he's trying to do, my cup shall run over, my cup of joy shall run over, my cup of wealth shall run over, happiness, me dwelling in God, it shall run over. I shall have an overflow or with everything that God put inside of me. I should have an overflow. My cup will continue to run over. So that means when somebody is trying to dry out your cup, the Lord will continue to fill you up, meaning that when whoever is trying to drain you, the Lord will let your cup continuously to run over.
Yes. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. And that,
okay, let's talk ladies, about dwelling in the house.
That's what I was earlier saying. Dwelling in the house of the Lord.
Forever,
go ahead.
Ever.
You take it.
Okay, ever, so when ever. We say dwelling in the house, right, that means to dwell in his presence. That don't mean to dwell in a church always. See, because people got it twisted. They be like, dwell in the house forever and ever. That don't mean dwell to a church. That means be in his presence. Wherever you are, it becomes the house.
Right.
And when you dwell in his presence, means that you're waiting on his presence, that you are now submitted to his presence, because you want to be still and you want to wait on his presence. And not only do you want to wait on his presence, but you're waiting on revelation and for instructions. That's why he said a righteous man's steps are ordered by the Lord.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what I have to say about waiting, you know, I did a video today, said in due time. In due time, all
like
things
that.
Work out for the good of God. And in due time, God will answer every your prayers. In due time, he says that I will give you all that you need, exceedingly and abundantly, pressed down, run over. Can I get an amen?
Amen. You mind if I tap from that?
Tap. Go ahead.
In due time, whoever is listening under the sound of my voice will get a miracle. In due time, whatever your shame is, God is wiping away your shame. In due time, you are due for a blessing. In due time, everything that the Lord put inside of you is coming to manifestation. In due time, in due time, that business that you wanted to open will open. In due time, if you wanted to seek God harder, God will give you the strength and the know-how how to get deep into his presence. He will start giving you instructions, not by hearing it from man. In due time, you will surely listen and have discernment to the voice of God and not to man. In due time.
In due time. And everybody just has to wait patiently. Patience.
You have to exercise patience.
It's required.
This is spiritual gym. This is, yes. Sorry. I'm excited.
I know you're excited. In due time, you'll get that word out of you. But, you know, we've been talking about a lot of
things. I caught what you just said.
You just caught it. He just caught it, y'all. Well, you know, the here at Journey Home Outreach Ministry, we do so much enjoy serving the Lord. We enjoy praising him, and we enjoy talking about him. We enjoy being in his presence, as well as uplifting the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, who without him, we would be nothing. He has reconciled us back to the Father. And to be back in the presence of God is a wonderful gift. It's a gift that was given to you by the blood of Jesus Christ. So don't ever take your gifts for granted, especially when they're given by God.
Yeah, because the gift that was given by God is to set you up that you will never dwell in poverty. You got to understand that God has put a gift inside of us that can take us away from poverty, but we have to tap into the gift that he put inside of us.
And a lot of people don't know, find that gift, and that's because you need to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Oh, not only do you just need to have a personal relationship, but it says that if you seek ye first the kingdom, we're talking about getting back in his presence. This is where your cup begins to overflow. When you get in his presence and you seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, all these other things will be added. So when you get into his presence and you seeking the kingdom and his righteousness, then he will start to reveal what your gift is. Because you denied yourself, you came into his presence, and now he's revealing it to you.
Amen. Amen. All right, everybody. We do have a full show packed for you, and we're just waiting for Sister Kenya to get into the building. Hey, Sister Kenya in the building.
What? Is Sister Kenya in the building?
Sister Kenya in the building. Everybody,
She was waiting for her turn. The sister is in the house. The queen, not of Samunda, but of the kingdom, is in the house.
All right. Let Sister Kenya bring forth her word. I've been waiting on this.
Are you ready now?
Yes. Hello.
Suskinia's in the building.
Sister Poochie's more excited than the kid that got candy that couldn't get it for a week of on punishment.
Sister Kenya, how are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm doing well myself. Glad to have another show. I'm ready to be blessed by you. And, you know, this show so far has been on fire. So just go ahead and keep on sizzling. Bring it on home. I'll turn the floor over to Sister Kenya, Sister Kenya's Poetry Corner.
This piece that I'm going to be sharing today is quite deep. It's entitled Supernatural Revelation. Say what? And before I go into it, I just want to say that all of us who are children of the Most High should seek for greater relationship with God and really allow ourselves to operate in the gifts that God has given us, because we have so much inside of us, so much purpose, so much destiny, and it's beyond our understanding. But until we seek God on a higher level, we won't even understand what God has given us and bestowed upon us. So, here's my piece, Supernatural Revelation. This world we reside in is not the only one, yet we live like we are God's gift to the earth, when instead the earth was God's gift to us. Our conscious levels either produce or diminish. When we don't open up ourselves to our true purpose, we linger in bogus atmospheres. Embracing roles and walking in our authority produces an all-seeing eye within us, a supernatural awakening that only the Most High can give us. Our world then begins to shift within and collide with the unforeseen, the unknown. One cannot see nor experience this shift with the natural eye or with the natural state of being. One must embrace the creative spirit, letting go of unworldly influences. The light begins to shine and break through. You might see demonic spirits that were once hidden from you but existed right where you were all the while. What once seemed surreal has now become your everyday reality, walking outside amongst many and seeing the truth. You see people for who they really are within the spirit, those that are possessed and filled with wickedness. The spawns of the earth face off with you to acknowledge your sight, but don't be discouraged. Stand your ground. You have been granted permission for a purpose and a reason. Stay close to God. Embrace and invoke the Spirit of the Most High upon you. Stay covered in the Word of God and pray. Those demons, they see you and they despise you because you are the very end to them, their demise. They will lurk going to and fro, seeking to devour and possess physical beings. They can get any physical being they can get into. Take heed to the shift and keep your faith. To the warrior, this is a word of encouragement. To the enemies, it's a warning of destruction on the rise. Don't sleep, but awake. The matrix is here, and you are now within a new world to you, but old to many. Supernatural revelation.
Look. Supernatural revelation.
Okay, Sister Kenya, I got to talk to Sister Kenya for a moment.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Super.
Yes.
Where did that all come from?
It comes from a place of awareness and awakening. As I've spent more time with God, the Holy Spirit reveals things to me earnestly. The more you seek of God, the Word of God says in Jeremiah 33:3. If you seek me with all your heart, then I will show you. I will give you knowledge. I will give you wisdom. I'm paraphrasing. It doesn't say that exact same way,
yes.
But that's the idea of it.
Message.
Yes. So when we seek God and when we seek after the if you ever heard this saying that God does things in mysterious ways, or things of God are mystic and mysterious. It is true, and it is such, but at the same time, it's not supposed to be mysterious unto the children of the Most High God. We're supposed to know the ways of God because we are a part of God.
Amen.
And in order for us to know the ways of God, we have to be in God's presence. We have to seek after God with our heart, with our mind, with our soul, with our spirit, with our everything. And so in the midst of my seeking, God has given me lessons of revelations to allow me to see not through my natural eye, but a spiritual eye that God has given me. So I'm blessed and I'm honored to be a child of the Most High God. I'm honored to be a servant of God. I'm honored to be gifted to be a blessing so that I can operate in the gift that God has given me, knowing
Amen.
That God has removed scales from our eyes so that when I go outside, when I look at a person, if God wants me to see if they got spirits in them, I'm going to see if they got spirits in them. Like people think that the zombie world and all this fiction stuff that's on TV is just things that are just made up. But the truth is art imitates life. And the only way to tap into the truth of our world and our reality is to tap into God, because God is the truth. And so we won't uncover our true self or our true identity or our true reality until we seek after the truth, which is in God. And once we seek God relentlessly, then God will begin to show us as we are groomed, as we are nurtured, and as we grow, because God's not going to show a baby something that they don't need to see. So once you've gotten yourself to seeking after God and God grows you, then when you get to that level of being able to see, God would allow you to see what you need to see. But then at that point of seeing, he ain't just letting you see it for nothing. You got to do something with that sight.
Amen.
And so that's also
Amen.
A part of the commission and what God has given us. So I'm just thankful to be blessed to have a gift of and a gift of seeing. And I'm blessed for the opportunity and the platform to be on this show so that God can use me, so that whomever is out there within the internet world can hear God's word speaking to them for this time and this season, because it's definitely coming out right now for a purpose and for whomever is out there listening.
Absolutely.
My God.
In due time. Thanks, Sister Kenya, as always, you for blessing us with your wisdom as well as your words. And we'll see you next month. Bring back home. But I know you. That was
all
good.
All glory to God. All glory to God.
All glory to God. Okay. All right.
Oh,
we got to play the show. You know, I'm sitting here listening to what I've been saying and what Sister Kenya just finished saying, and I think we need to pray them. So we're going to go ahead and do Zion by Cooley E. the Nazareth. And here we go.
From my sight, I'm going blind. My path is turning black as night.
but I'll be fine with dying on my mind. The Lord will bring me to his light. So until I take flight, I take my pen and write about his might for the light.
You sit high on holy Mount Zion, but yet give your son shoulders to cry on. Great is your wisdom, God of redemption. You gave up your son for our salvation. Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion, but yet give your son shoulders to cry on. Great is your wisdom, God of redemption. You gave up your son for our salvation.
Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion, but lie within my arms, one I rely on, one I can cry on in the midst of my storm. This hell and high water raging on, G, take them, fasten on. I'm sick of sin in every form, no longer will I conform to the world. I transform, transform my mindset, shape, and form. It's the least I can do for you, my rock, my life, my truth, my way to the narrow corridor that leads to the kingdom I'm striving for. That straight path, the low door. So I humble myself, crawl on the floor till I'm honored before the Lord. It's my reward. I reach for it till I take it. I'm beaten, torn, and naked, mutilated. Sometimes I think I can't make it, but I took the good news and laced it. To my feet, now I'm racing with my righteous breastplate in. Truth at my waist and my shield of faith to block the blows of Satan. My sword got word, got him shaking, and my helmet of salvation. Put him in his proper place, and
Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion, but yet give your son shoulders to cry on. Great is your wisdom, God of redemption. You gave up your son for our salvation. Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion, but yet give your son shoulders to cry on. Great is your wisdom, God of redemption. You gave up your son for our salvation.
That was Zion by Cooley E. The Nazarets. He's a great.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. That song.
Go ahead. I like the beat. Out.
The beat is hot.
Yeah, I like the words. You know, you know, when greatest is wisdom. You know. He gave up his son for our salvation. I love it. I love it. Okay. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows with the addition of Y4C, Sister Kenya, IC the Great, and DJ Shaheem. And Sister Coochie just hanging around, seeing what everybody else is doing. So, we're going to run. You have something to say? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, I had something to say that I wanted to talk about the spoken word piece, like Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yeah.
That right there, if that people that's listening in the four corners of the world, on the internet world, or, you know, if that don't awaken you to understand what type of world we're living in,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what to say, because that's really supernatural revelation.
Right, and that's what the poem was about. And what struck me so much is that he will give revelation like that to each and every one of his children, and that's what Sistina was trying to get out.
Exactly,
you know?
Because it shouldn't be a mystery to us.
Right, it's not a mystery to us, you know, and so... Sister Kenya brings it hard and heavy every month, and every month she gets better and better. So I just love watching God use her, and I'm so grateful that she's with us, not only educating the youth, but educating the adults too. Do some
yes,
listening.
Indeed.
You know, there's no little me and big eyes in the kingdom, you know.
You know how they say milk and meat. Well, the cow was not giving milk no more, because the cow just went to the slaughter and been turned in for meat. Cause that was some meat right there.
Definitely meat. All right, we're gonna keep rolling. I want to put some more music. This show is flying by. Help Me Understand by True Blue. Everybody, you ready? You want to count it off?
And here we go.
Don't know what to do. Bills past due. Don't know what to do. I ain't got a clue. Trying to keep my cool. Lord, I need you. Don't know what to do. Got a wife that needs me, but it just ain't easy. Lord, it don't take much just to please me. A full tank of gas in forever. No saving account for rainy days and stormy weather. Even though I smile, it's been a while since I felt like a man. Lord, please help your child. Don't wanna lose what I got, but if you be a will, I'll be still and know that you're God. Even though it's hard, I won't give up. Keep my head up, even though I'm tired and I'm fed up. I still believe, that's why I'm praying on my knees, crying out, Lord, help me please. I'm not mad, I'm not complaining. I'm asking you, Lord, please make it stop raining. I know it make me stronger. Don't know how much longer. I can take it, I can take it, I can make it. Greater is he in me, because he's in me. I can see, I can be okay. I know he's coming back one day. No more pain, nothing will be the same. Be chilling in the presence of the King. He got everything that we need. He even owns the air we breathe. I must be anointed, cause Satan on my tail. He want me so bad, he want my soul in hell. He wanna see me fail, wanna see me fall. He sit back and laugh, but the storm will pass, cause troubles don't last. God got what we need, we just gotta believe and just ask. We may not understand why God do what he do. But we gotta trust him and believe that we will make it.
Everybody.
Yeah, that was the chorus to that. Don't know what to say. It's just the move of God. Whoever God uses like that, you know, to really spit a positive message to help other people is a glorious thing. Cause we got enough poison running around here, you know. It's kind of like rat poison, 98% poison, 2% cheese.
Yeah, right, exactly. And for this to be the youth of America, this is an example of who they are, not what you see on the news. There's too many young adults out here, youth and young adults who are grinding for God all the time, 24/7. And we need to highlight those people, you know? We need to make sure their voices get heard.
Yeah, that's so true. Some people actually live in the studio, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know what? I'm excited because this is a new mix by DJ Shaheem, and I don't want to run out of time. So are we ready to hear DJ Shaheem?
Yes.
All right, everybody. Introducing the Introducing the Journey Home Outreach Ministry Gospel Hip Hop DJ, resident DJ, DJ Shaheem. And here we go.
tearing it up on the ones and twos. It's your boy,
EJ Shaheem, and Halftime Production.
Tell me nothing, rolling with my squad, and you know he got the motion. Hold up, wait a minute, what up, by the boat? You know, they be wildin', whatever we choose to do. They don't really get it, don't wanna accept us. They don't understand that like we are as big as Spaniards. Only got one life to live, so we turn up, they can't hear us. And we show them what it really means to be free without a limit. Time's running out, man, it started riot. Tell them we don't know what it means to be quiet. The summer's really ours. What a time to be alive, join the team. Feeling good, feeling great, feeling blessed. Loved by the king, not really trying to impress. Ain't no one's pain, not really trying to be seen. But how can you overlook somebody living their dreams? So throw them ones up. The last will be first. This is our time to show them what we worth. No, we won't move, bought with a price. Chest out, head up, living our life.
Only one chance, gotta live it up. We don't dumb it down, but we light it up. You know what's up, you know what's up. Yeah. We gon' live it up when we can. 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 What's up, turn up all day. Never down low, that's too cliche. You know what's up, we gon' live it up when we can. Getting it by myself.
Bottle bump.
And I hit them all I would play.
Like turn up, y'all got me breaking a sweat. Tell them haters, take a break and join the rest. The devil should've killed me while he had a chance. Cause I know I have a purpose, he'll never fail. Never forsake me, he'll never leave me alone. When times getting hard, he's still on the throne. I know I'm forgiving, living how I'm supposed to. Trying to change the world, you know that I'm focused. We go all week, cause we all serving. We been through the pain, and we live in the morning. Raise your glasses high, let them see you shine. Let them hear your toast, we're forever alive. Let them hate some, that just means you're grinding. And you shine so much brighter when they see you smiling. You know who you are, I know who I am. It's now or never, let's do it big for the fam.
I hear them telling me to stop, but I say no.
What in the world? for that long?
I'm not supposed to be here. I was not invited. I'm not supposed to eat here. Table with my enemies, snacking on a beat here. I can see through every last one of y'all, so be clear. I talk about God, how we kings and he living us, but I keep it real. That's why the goons still feeling us. Be cool, dawg. Disrespect is not the way to deal with us. I can put you in your place, kinda like a relative. Got some awards on me now, got some dough on me now. Like halftime, I have some friends, which goals on me now. This session teach you a lesson if you doze on me now. Like how to depend on the Lord, cause he rose on me now. I see a generation, everybody wanna be famous, want everybody to love you. Y'all wanna be Raymond, everybody hate truth. You gon' probably hate this, but my foundation on a rock, so I'm okay with being Chris. This world evil, it manipulate people, like wearing a suit of armor around Magneto. RMG assembled this shit like the Avengers. You would swear I'm Stan Lee, how I helped you to see the vision. We ain't got a whole lot, just a few stones trying to slay a giant. In the industry that say you gotta be Goliath. Said we be nothing, but they lying. See, my faith is in what God say. I suggest you try it, it's mine. They said that I would never make it. Look at me now. I would say that they're mistaken. Look at me now. I was born broken, naked. Look at me now. I pray you see the Lord's gracious. Look at me now. Look here, the difference between me and you, homie, that is clear as day. You trying to make a meal, I'm trying to get one away. You think you indestructible. I know that we made of clay, so I live life desperately, like I'm about to die today. Cause that may be my reality. In a time where black men are seeing more and more casualties, with a bad cop or gang, I still see it a tragedy. And they upload the clips on the net for the world to see. Just to get their clicks up, they upload a beat down. Fear of being a victim make me wanna walk with heat now. But that's not the Lord's will. He's to advocate for peace now. Plus I'm already dead. Go ahead and hashtag me now. A person is systemic, we don't see it though. Slavery is still alive, prison is the vehicle. They don't wanna talk about it. We just wanna share our Twitter thoughts about it. Creed for that young man body that got chalk around it. Look me in my eyes, tell me what you see. When I look at you, I see somebody just like me. Made in the image of God from the dust like me. Blue breath in your body from his lungs like me. I'm trying to paint a picture with my words that help you see possessions and their words are not your worth. You hear me now? You hear me now? Finally reflecting greatness, boy. Look at you now. They said that I would never make it. Look at me now. I would say that they're mistaken. Look at me now. I was born broken, naked. Look at me now. I pray you see the Lord's gracious. Look at me now.
Although we can't see it, I know it's hard to understand. It's even harder to believe it, but I ain't giving up on no faith. Man, we gotta stay united cause we're in the same race. Get it? Probably not cause we stay putting the blame on each other. All because we never self-discover. Start to chew. Man, it's time to wake up. And to all the paper chasers trying to get y'all kicked up. We're talking about if he say, then I'll say, gonna play. Loud. Don't you understand the power that's coming out your mouth, boy? Lord, we out here blinding like rain in the mist, seeking revenge instead of seeking your face. And I pray that you forgive us for the mess we done made. And I know that in the end, love will have its way. Yeah, love will have its way. At the end of the day, cause love conquers all things. And it endures all things, yeah.
Something I'm not.
God Almighty put right inside of me. It's the light in me, so I got the right to be free.
you do too. I know you heard about all the pain that we've been through, but you gotta realize is that we just like you. We hurt like you, we bleed like you, we cry like you, even die like you.
Die like you.
Remember that. Salute.
We need you more now, more than ever. We need you more now, more than ever. Yeah. And please understand that it's a better way.
Better way.
Jesus lead the way. Yeah. So we can stop killing for no reason. That's why I don't wanna be something.
My life is brand new.
but it's okay. That God will teach you how to love. Even though you weren't taught, he will show you how to love. If you just look to him through his son, Jesus, he'll show you the way. So I just want you to be encouraged. Be encouraged to look past what you were. Be encouraged to look past what you are right now. And know that he can make it all right. Be blessed.
That was our very own DJ Shaheem bringing the gospel hip hop sound to the show. Is Greg still with me?
Yes, yes, I am.
What do you think?
Speechless.
And you know, he touched on a lot of things that we said earlier. And I'm kind of speechless too. I think that's why I threw it to you. DJ Shaheem has with that hot little smooth beat that he got, said a whole lot in a little bit of time. Yeah, 15 minute mix, but it showed people doing exactly what we're saying, you know, just being in the presence of God, knowing God, wanting and desiring to be like him, you know?
Yeah, because, you know, we was created in his image, and when we don't reflect his image, we take on another image.
Yes. You're going to take on somebody's image. You just got to make sure. Oh, say it again?
I said we don't want to take on nobody's image. We want to take on the creator's image so that way we can reflect. Oh, my God. We're supposed to be a reflection of what he says in his word. We're supposed to be a reflection of blessing, a reflection of miracle, favor, you know. We're supposed to be a reflection of coming to somebody's aid. Like, you know, we're supposed to be the person that says the right word, that gives that person the go to the solution to understand that they don't have to be going through or feeling the way they feel. God still uses genuine people that reflect him well, that, you know, that there's still good people out here to help, to speak to me, to speak to my spirit, that don't want to use me, that don't want to manipulate me, but just want to see me well in spirit and mind and body and soul, and want to push me back to his presence.
Right. And that's where I felt that G. Shaheem went there, you know, with this mix. It was a very serious mix, because he was speaking a lot over people's lives, you know, as they were talking about, you know, I've had a lot of ups, I had a lot of downs, but that doesn't stop you from being a child of God. You know, you still need to get out there and profess things over your life, speak over your life. That's what God was, spoke everything into existence. So speak those demons out of your life and live as if it's so.
Yes. My whole thing is you're going to attract what you speak.
Yeah.
That's why I said life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So whatever you speak is what you're going to attract. So if you speak, I'm blessed, that's what you're going to attract. If you speak, I'm poor, that's what you're going to attract. If you speak that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, that means even when the enemy is trying to use a weapon against you, it won't come close to you because it can't prosper nor fulfill the work that it was set out to do.
No, can't do none of those things. All you have to do is stay on the Lord's side and you are protected from everything. Everything in this world. Everything not of this world. You are.
And you know, Yes, that's
go ahead,
the truth.
You
know what you're saying to me? I want the young people to hear this under the sound of my voice. That the manifestation is on your tongue.
Yes, absolutely. Everything begins, and that's why you have to pray to keep your tongue like a little rotor, you know, a little boat rotor. Just go, da, 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 da. It can get you in so much trouble. You can speak things over your life that you don't realize you're speaking over your life. But if you speak life, you speak blessings, you speak increase, you speak love. Those are the kind of words that bring forth the heart for you. Now, we're running out of time, everybody. So, I see the great. Let's squeeze one more song in here before we have to go off the air, okay? And I want to play You by Shakir Monique. Here we go. Shakir Monique. All right. There's nobody greater than our God. There's no one greater than our Savior. Not at all. Not at all. You know, and this, we got about 4 minutes left to this show. And if we get cut off, just listen to the show again. Because I just want to go ahead.
I was saying, you know,
this show has been great, you know, and, you know, I thank everybody for the great commission.
Mm-hmm. Everybody did their part tonight, I'll tell you that. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're an artist, even if you're not a youth artist, if you're an artist who wants to get played on the show, any of our shows, email icummings, C-U-M-M-I-N-G-S, at journeyhomeministries.org, and he will get back to you and let you know when you'll be played on the shows. I wanted to let everybody know that. It doesn't cost anything to get played on one of the J-H-O-M shows. Everything's free, including the shows. Everything's free. Okay. I see the great.
Yes.
All right. Any closing words?
The closing word that I just wanted to have is that everybody just focus on your gift and what God put inside of you. And remember, being in his presence is the greatest thing. And just focus on the Great Commission. The Great Commission is going to the highways and the byways and preaching the gospel. And, you know, never selling out, but only never sell out to the world, but only sell out to Christ. And make sure that you speak and be the reflection of what he wants his people that's in the world to be, even though you're not in it, and he wants them to be sold out for him.
Amen. Amen. And on top of that, I have no other words spring except I will definitely see you the last Tuesday of October for another Y4C episode, everybody. On behalf of Sister Kenya, I see the great, DJ Shaheem, and Sister Pucci, we want to wish you guys a blessed week and a blessed month, and we'll catch you back here when we can, right?
Yes, yes indeed.
All right, everybody, we're going to roll out of this show like we roll out of each and every show, and that is How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. Peace, love, blessing, and I'll see you later.